Have you ever noticed how the more you complain, the more unhappy you become? And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, we have a great message explaining why you'll be happier in life if you stop complaining and take more action instead. Enjoy.
Attitude determines your altitude. If you're a positive person, positive things happen to you. If you're a negative person, negative things are going to continue to happen for you. If you can put that in your scope this year, just change your attitude. Wake up and smile. How about just wake up and be grateful? It's just common sense, right? Next thing, especially after a show like today, life is really 10% what happens to you and 90% what you do about it. Look, everybody in this room, everybody watching, everybody got something they got to deal with. Get to dealing with it. Stop complaining about it. Complaining about it only makes it stay present. Do something about it. So life is 10% what happens to you, is 90% what you do about it. And finally, don't give up when reaching your dream is difficult. Listen, if success were easy, you've heard it a million times. Everybody would be successful. It requires a grit and a toughness to be successful. But I got news for you. It's something that all of you have in you. Now, whatever you've been through, whatever that is, guess what? You're still here. You know what? That makes you a pretty tough person.
I've been with you for a long way. The one moment that stands out of, we've done, I don't know how many done, we've done, what, 800 events. Mm-hmm. The one time was 4 a.m. We went out to practice at 4 a.m. And that was your idea to do it. But all these Nike people are like, no, let's not do that. And then you're like, let's do it at 4 a.m. So you got security, you got brand marketing, sports marketing, going, no, let's not do it. You're like, let's do it. Because that's your sustenance, right?
I mean, to me, it just makes complete sense.
Not to us.
But I don't, like...
Okay, so... See, we... All right. Usually, I'm sleeping at 4 a.m. You're working out. So well, talk about that.
Okay, so if your job is to try to be the best basketball player you can be, mm-hmm. right? To do that, you have to practice, you have to train, right? You want to train as much as you can, as often as you can. So if you get up at 10 in the morning, train at 11, right? 12, say 12. Train at 12. Train for 2 hours, 12 to 2. You have to let your body recover. So you eat, recover, whatever. You get back out, you train, start training again at 6. Train from 6 to 8. Right. And now you go home, you shower, you eat dinner, you go to bed, you wake up, you do it again. Right. Those are 2 sessions. Right. Now imagine you wake up at 3, you train at 4, you go 4 to 6, come home, breakfast, relax, so, blah, blah, blah. Now you're back at it again, 9 to 11. Right. You relax. And now all of a sudden you're back at it again, 2 to 4. And now you're back at it again, 7 to 9. Look how much more training I have done by simply starting at 4. Right. And so now you do that. And as the years go on, the separation that you have with your competitors and your peers just grows larger and larger and larger and larger and larger. And by year 5 or 6, doesn't matter what kind of work they do in the summer, they're never going to catch up because they're 5 years behind. Right? So it makes sense to get up and start your day early because you can get more work in.
Is that genetic? Or is that something you ingrained and trained yourself?
No, it was
who
just,
taught you that?
For me, it was just common sense. Like I can if I start earlier, I can train more hours. And I know the other guys aren't doing it because I know what their training schedule is. Right? So I know if I do this consistently over time, the gap's just gonna widen and widen and widen and widen and widen, and they won't be able to get that back. Mm-hmm. So to me it was just common sense. I'm like thinking, how can I get an advantage? Oh, start earlier. Yeah, let's do that.
How do you develop that, or where do you learn that from?
Well, I think it's just it's just a matter of what's important to you, mm-hmm. and what's important to you for whatever reason. I felt like I didn't feel good about myself if I wasn't doing everything I could to be the best version of myself. Mm-hmm. If I felt like I left anything on the table, it would eat away at me. I wouldn't be able to look myself in the mirror. And so the reason why I can retire now and be completely comfortable about it, because I know that I've done everything I could to be the best basketball player I could be. Mm-hmm. And so that's where it comes from for me. You can't leave any stone unturned.
The chronic excuse maker. How do you stop making excuses? This is actually pretty simple. And I said it the other day, and you have to realize, you have to know, you have to accept that all your excuses are lies. They are lies, all of them. Think about the things that you tell yourself, the lies you use to rationalize taking the easy road. Taking the easy road and leaving discipline behind. Think about them. You don't have time. That's a lie. You don't have support. That's a lie. You don't have the equipment or the gear. Lies. You don't know the best way. Who cares? That's a lie. Or you're too old, or you're too young. Of course you're too old or too young. Lie. And there's, you're too busy. Sure you are. That's a lie. And you're too tired, or you're too sore, or you're just plain not feeling it. Lies, lies, lies. And the list goes on and on and on. And it doesn't stop if you don't make it stop.
Please keep in mind, this is about half the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.